Title: Capture MIDI for Rave Hooks, for DJ Friendly Sets Advanced. Alright, let's build rave hooks fast, but in a way that actually survives a club mix. This lesson is about capturing spontaneous MIDI ideas in Ableton Live without killing the vibe, and then packaging those ideas into DJ-friendly phrases. Clean 8-bar logic, obvious draw points, and variations that don't get boring after 16 bars. We're aiming for that classic rave DNA: stabs, hoovers, jungle-ish motifs, call and response, but with modern drum and bass weight and workflow discipline. First, quick setup. Open a fresh live set and set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but pick one and commit. Now look up at global quantization. Set it to 1 bar. This is a huge deal. It means when you launch your record clips, they snap in on bar lines, so you naturally end up with phrases that make sense for DJs. Turn your metronome on and set countin' to 1 bar. That gives you just enough runway to play like a human. Create a few tracks in Session View, because Session View is the playground for capturing ideas. Make MIDI track 1, hook A, your main stab or hoover. MIDI track 2, hook B, your answer phrase. MIDI track 3, bass placeholder. We won't go deep on bass design today, but we need to respect its space. And then an audio track called Resample Print. Color code the hooks. This sounds cosmetic, but when you're arranging later at speed, color is decision-making. You want to glance and know what's happening instantly. Now we'll build an instant rave hook chain using only stock devices. On hook A, drop in Wavetable. If you're an analog person, that's fine too, but Wavetable gets you there quickly. Oscillator 1. Saw. Add a bit of unison, like 2 to 4 voices, and keep the amount in that 20 to 40% zone. Don't overdo it or your hook turns into a blurry fog. Oscillator 2. Square or another saw slightly detuned. You want bite plus width. Go to the filter. LP24. Add a little drive, around 10 to 20%, and set your cutoff somewhere between 300 Hz and 2K. Don't stress the exact number. We'll move it later anyway. Amp envelope. For stabs, go short-ish. Decay maybe 200 to 600 milliseconds, low sustain. The point is, the MIDI note triggers the hit, and the tail is shaped by effects throws, not by an endless sustain. After Wavetable, add saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. This is the make it feel like a record button. Optional. Chorus ensemble. Subtle. We want width, but we do not want to lose the center, because the drums and bass need that center space. Then EQ8. High pass it around 120 to 200 Hz. This is not negotiable in DNB. Your hook is not your sub. If it's harsh, a gentle dip around 2.5 to 4.5K can save your ears fast. For reverb, do it the pro way. As a return, not plastered directly on the hook. Make return and name it rave verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Predelay 20 to 40ms, decay 2 to 4 seconds. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz and set the return to 100% wet. Now you can throw into it when you want drama and keep your hook clean the rest of the time. Back on the hook track, add auto filter after the EQ. Set it to a low pass. 12 dB slope is fine. No envelope follower. This becomes your DJ sweep movement. If you use macros, map the cutoff so you can perform it. Cool. Now the main skill. Capture MIDI without stopping the vibe. Arm hook A. Hit session record, that global record button. Now you're in don't overthink mode. Play 1 to 2 bar motifs. Keep it simple. Think minor keys that suit heavier DNB. F minor, G minor, AB minor. Whatever fits your track. A reliable rave hook move is root to flat 7 to flat 6, or just root plus minor third stabs. You're not trying to write jazz here. You're trying to write something that punches through a system. As you play, when something hits, launch record into a clip slot. Because global quantization is 1 bar, you can jump in and out cleanly on phrase boundaries, without messy chopped notes. Now immediately make variations. This is where producers separate themselves from I have one loop people. Duplicate the clip and change one thing only. One thing. Change the rhythm. Change the ending note. Add an octave jump. Or do the simplest call and response trick. Insert a gap so the drums can speak. Here's the phrasing mindset I want you to adopt. Write hooks as 2-bar sentences. Then stack them into 8-bar paragraphs. DJs think in 16 and 32-bar phrases. So if your hook respects 8, the rest becomes automatic. Extra coach note that will upgrade your whole process. Quantization isn't just a recording setting, it's how you think. While improvising, only start new ideas at bar 1 or bar 9 within an 8-bar block, and only do special moments at bar 8, 16, or 32. Turnarounds live there. If you improvise with that math in mind, your happy accidents arrive already arrangement ready. Now pick your best clip and tighten the timing like a producer, not like a robot. Double-click the clip. Go to the notes editor. Open the groove pool and grab a swing groove, something like a swing 16 style groove. Apply it lightly, 10 to 25%. Advanced tip. Groove your hooks, not your kick and snare. Let the drums be your grid anchor, and let the hook dance around it. Then quantize, but partially. Hit quantize and choose 1/16, but set the amount around 70 to 90%. You want intention, not perfection. DNB hooks often feel aggressive because they're slightly ahead or behind in a controlled way. Also check note lengths. Stabs should usually be short, because the space after them is part of the groove, and the reverb throw defines the tail. Hoovers can be longer, but if you hold notes, you must create motion with filter movement or automation, otherwise it's just a sustained block of sound. Now convert that one hook into a DJ-friendly hook pack. On hook A, make 4 clips. A1 main, the full hook, A2 sparse, remove like 30 to 50% of the notes. Bass makes things feel heavier. A3 peak, add an octave layer or an extra stab in the last bar to lift energy. A4 fill or turnaround, where the last bar has a rhythmic twist that clearly signals new phrase incoming. Do it fast, duplicate, then in the MIDI editor use fold so you only see the notes you're using. If you're on Live 12, use scale mode to keep edits musically safe. Use legato to unify note lengths, then trim selectively where you want punch. Now hook B. Your answer. Copy hook a MIDI to hook B, and invert the rhythm conceptually. If it hits on the downbeat, and the end of 2, then B responds later, like the end of 3 and 4, and make B different in density, not just in notes. A is usually busier, shorter, more bite. B is fewer hits, maybe slightly longer, maybe wetter. That contrast reads on a loud rig even when everything is masking. Change the sound slightly too. Same rack is fine. Just tweak cutoff lower, less chorus, different reverb send amount, or build an instrument rack with 2 chains and macro switch, if you want instant A/B character. Now we do mix discipline, because the hook will fight your drums and bass unless you premix it. On hook A and hook B, add a compressor with sidechain. Set the sidechain input to the kick, if you prefer. Sidechain to a kick and snare group, but kick only is a clean starting point. Ratio around 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and you tune this by feel. You want the hook to tuck out of the way and then return in time with the groove. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. Then utility. Set width somewhere like 80 to 120% depending on how wide you want it. Keep in mind, super wide hooks can feel sick in headphones and then disappear in mono, so be disciplined. And EQ again if needed. If your bass is living hard in that 200 to 400 Hz zone, carve a small dip in the hook. The rule is simple. The hook lives above the bass, not inside it. Now we take it to arrangement view with DJ-friendly logic. Hit arrangement record, and start launching clips in 8-bar chunks. Think like this. Intro section, build section, then drop. For the drop itself, here's a clean 32-bar template that DJs will love. First 8 bars, A1 main. Next 8, A2 sparse. Let the bass and drums dominate. Next 8, back to A1, energy returns. Last 8, A4 fill into the phrase end, giving an obvious exit sign. And here's a key DJ landmark trick. At the end of 32 bars, do a crash with a reverb tail, and reduce elements for exactly 1 bar. That 1 bar reduction is a giant phrase boundary for anyone mixing, including you later. Also keep your kick and snare stable at phrase starts. Don't get cute on bar 1 of a phrase. That's where the DJ needs the track to be reliable. Another practical upgrade, create a DJ cue track for yourself. Make a silent MIDI track, nothing routed to output, and drop one-shot clips named drop 1, 16, 32, mix out. When you record into arrangement, it becomes a visual ruler. You will get lost less, and you'll arrange faster. Now for the advanced move, resampling happy accidents. Set your resample print audio track input to resampling. Solo hook I and your reverb return, and if you want a bit of grit, include a tiny bit of drums, but keep it controlled. Record 8 bars while performing the hook. Move the auto filter cutoff like a DJ. Punch the reverb send only on the last note of a phrase. Throws, not constant fog. Maybe automate the saturator drive slightly for extra aggression on peak moments. Now grab the best part of that recording and drag it into simpler. If you want rhythmic retriers, use slice mode. If you want pitched rave chops, use classic mode and play it like an instrument. This print and slice approach is how hooks become iconic. You commit to audio, you get unique texture, and your CPU stays chill. A few advanced variation ideas you can use immediately. Try micro call and response inside a single 2-bar hook. Bar 1 is the question. Higher, drier. Bar 2 is the answer. Lower, wetter. Same notes, different feel. Try rhythmic displacement without breaking phrasing. Keep the clip 2 bars, but move one accent from beat 1 to the end of 1 on the second repeat only. Or add a single anticipation hit right before the next phrase. You get forward pull without making a weird bar. Try ghost notes. Duplicate your stabs very quietly, reduce velocity a lot, and nudge them 5 to 15 milliseconds earlier. It creates urgency and thickness without adding musical clutter. And if you want a real discipline challenge, build a one-note rave hook. One pitch only. All movement comes from velocity, filter motion, and octave doubles only at turnarounds. In DNB, this can hit way harder than you'd expect. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't write a 3-bar hook in a 4-bar world. It will feel wrong to DJs instantly. Don't let low mid build up in the hook, especially 150 to 500 HC. That's where mixes go to die. Don't hard quantize everything. Use partial quantize and groove. Don't loop one clip for 32 bars with no variation. That's fast fatigue. And don't leave reverb on constantly. Rave energy comes from contrast. Dry and punchy, then big throw moments. Now a tight practice routine you can do in 15 minutes, and it will level you up quickly. Set 174 BPM. Global quantization 1 bar. Build the instant rave hook rack. Record 6 different 2-bar clips. Pick the best. Create a 1 through a 4. Record a 32-bar drop using only those clips. Then resample 8 bars of performance and slice it in simpler. Finally, do the proof test. Export a rough bounce and listen without looking at the screen. Ask yourself, can I clearly hear where bar 1 of the drop is? Can I feel the 16-bar boundary? Do I know where I'd mix out? If you can't, don't add more notes. Add clearer reductions, stronger turnarounds, and better phrase landmarks. That's the whole method. Capture fast in session view, tighten with groove and partial quantize, build variations like a system, arrange in 8 and 32 bar logic, and resample for character. This audio version is shortened for playback.